listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how temptation comes and how it works. And I want to read to you four verses from James chapter 1. We're going to begin James chapter 1, beginning at verse 13, where we read this. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Again, that's James chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. It shows us that temptation does not come from God, though God obviously allows temptation to come to us. God does not draw us to evil, though he may test our faith without drawing us to evil. So James repeats the idea, he does not himself tempt anyone. Now, James spoke here of how we should act in difficult times. He knew that many of us find it easy to blame God when we are in a trial. Yet, by his very nature, God is unable either to be tempted, or as James says, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But what we do see is that God sometimes allows difficult tests to come to his people, even some who might be thought of as his favorites. We think of the hard command that God gave to Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, that is, to sacrifice his own son. And we think of the affliction that God allowed to come to Job in Job chapters 1 and 2. Other times, God may send tests as a form of judgment on those who have rejected him, such as sending a spirit to bring deception. You find that in 1 Kings chapter 22. Or in the departing from a man and refusing to answer him, as God did to the wicked King Saul in 1 Samuel 28. But in no case does God ever try to draw a person to evil. Now, if temptation does not come from God, then where does it come from? Many of us like to always blame temptation on the devil, but that's not always true. Look here at what James says. He says, each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. God doesn't tempt us. Instead, temptation comes when we are drawn away by our fleshly desires and enticed, with the world and the devil providing that enticement. Now, it's true, Satan certainly tempts us. But temptation has a hook in us because of our fallen nature, which corrupts our God-given desires. We often give Satan too much credit for his tempting powers, and we fail to recognize that we are drawn away by our own desires. Look, it's true. Some people practically beg Satan to tempt them. Then James reminded us in these verses of where temptation leads. He says this, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. Springing forth from corrupt desire is sin. Springing forth from sin is death. This progression to death is an inevitable result that the tempter always tries to hide from us, but that should never deceive us. That's why James wrote this. He said, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. The tempter's grand strategy is to convince us that following our corrupt desires will somehow produce life and goodness for us. But if we remembered that Satan only comes, as Jesus said in John chapter 10, Satan only comes to steal and to kill and to destroy, then we could more effectively resist the deceptions and the destructions of temptation. So friends, today, wise up about how temptation comes and how it works in us. And God helping us, let's stand against the temptations that come to us from the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.